This is The Naked Scientist with Ginny Smith and with me, Kate Mabel. It's time for the mailbox now, where we try and answer some of the questions that you've been sending in to us.
Now, last week's show was all about schizophrenia, and John Berger from Canada wrote in to ask about his former sister-in-law, who developed the disorder when she was in her early 20s. He wanted to know what snapped in her mind that caused such a quick and dramatic change in her behaviour. We put the question to our resident neuroscientist, Hannah Critchlow.
Hi there, John. So scientists think that the majority of cases of schizophrenia might be due to problems with how the brain is wired and the bare essentials of the brain's circuits laid down very early on in development of that person. Then the symptoms of schizophrenia don't typically show themselves until the early 20s, which is what was seen with your sister-in-law. So why is it that it's the early 20s that the symptoms manifest? Scientists think it's because at about 15 years, all the way up to the mid-20s, at this stage there's something else happening in the brain, and that's something called synaptic pruning. So if you imagine that your brain is full of leaves and twigs and branches and trees, these are the nerve cells connecting with each other using these twigs and these branches and these leaves, well, they're pruned away, probably under hormonal direction. So as soon as you hit puberty, this pruning process takes place, which removes any surplus connections in the brain. And by removing any of these surplus connections in the brain, you're unmasking any underlying circuitry problems, which may be why your sister-in-law developed the symptoms of schizophrenia in her early 20s, which is what most people see. Another observation that we see for women that have schizophrenia is that you get a peak of incidence of people that come and visit a psychiatrist with first episodes, the first symptoms of psychosis, about the time of the menopause. And we think this might be because hormones, so the dip in estrogen during the menopause, is actually again affecting this synaptic pruning and these connections between brain cells, and so therefore unmasking again these underlying neural circuit problems that were laid down in very early life for someone that has schizophrenia. I hope that answered your question.
That was Hannah Critchlow.